In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese says he understands the anger in the community after the Bondi terror attack. New South Wales, Victoria and the federal government outline new hate speech measures. And in the A-League, the Wellington Phoenix are back in finals contention. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biba Kwan. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he understands the community anger following the Bondi terror attack, a day after being booed while he attended an event on the National Day of Reflection. Speaking after a meeting held by the National Security Committee of Cabinet, Mr. Albanese has said he's firm in his position to reject calls by Jewish community leaders and the opposition for a federal royal commission. He says a review of intelligence and law enforcement agencies will deliver findings that can be more quickly implemented.
The Richardson Review will enable action to take place. It will report, as I have said, before April. That review can feed into any Royal Commission that is established in New South Wales that the federal government will cooperate with. Every Royal Commission has asked for an extension of time. What we want to do is, if there are any holes, any findings, any actions that are required, we want that to occur.
Attorney General Michelle Rowland says the National Cabinet of Federal, State and Territory leaders has agreed on a large package of law reform to target hate speech. The package includes measures announced by the Prime Minister last week, including an aggravated hate speech offence for preachers who promote or threaten violence against protected groups. She says there'll also be a new aggravated offence targeting adults who seek to influence and radicalise children.
This change is critical. Since 2001, 120 people have been convicted of terrorism offences and 10 were children. However, today, 17 of the 33 people before our courts are minors. This unprecedented radicalisation of our youth must stop. We will not allow extremists to groom and brainwash our children into hate or terrorism.
Victoria has unveiled a suite of changes to bolster efforts against anti-Semitism in the state. The proposed changes include new special police anti-protest powers, similar to those proposed in New South Wales, combating political extremism, working to best implement National Cabinet's tougher gun laws, and convening a council of prominent Victorians to oversee a return to a sense of normality to the lives of Jews in the state. Premier Jacinta Allan says the five-step plan is centred around making existing hate speech laws stronger. Ms. Allan says while people are free to criticise Israel and Israeli policies, some have used the conflict in the Middle East to fuel prejudice in Australia.
What has occurred, particularly since the 7th of October, is that has been used, the terrorist event of October 7th, and the ensuing conflict that has gone on since then has been used by some, not by many, but it has been used by some as an opportunity to drive hate, to behave in extremist ways that are not acceptable. It is hateful, and we have seen at times it has been disgracefully anti-Semitic.
The Sydney Jewish Museum will collect and preserve cards and non-perishable items left as tributes at last night's Bondi Beach vigil. Flowers and notes left by the thousands in attendance at the remembrance event have been cleaned up. Arrangements are underway to establish a permanent memorial. It comes as another funeral for an attack victim has been held, this one in the eastern Sydney suburb of Woollahra. Frenchman Dan Elkiam has been remembered at the service as a devout Jew who liked to travel, experiencing different cultures. And to sport. In football, Wellington have claimed a convincing 3-1 win over Central Coast to leap back into contention for the A-League men finals and send the Mariners to the bottom of the table. Wellington next travel to face Melbourne Victory on the 29th of December, while the Central Coast are back in action against Brisbane on New Year's Eve. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.